Easy Sports Talk Show podcast with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. I am one of your co-hosts. I am Javon J. Love Adams. And with me, as always, is a man who played in the professional. He played baseball, professional baseball, also played in that first Super Bowl bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. And he is an accomplished author and motivational speaker. He is none other than my partner, Ed Smith. What is good, man?
Yeah, man, today should be a holiday. Day after the Super Bowl, they should have a hot, it should be a national holiday. They all for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And so before we get it, because we talking all things Super Bowl today, I've heard that idea being bandied about Super Bowl Saturday. What do you think about that? Would that be too far off? I think that would be a good idea.
I think it would be a good idea too. You know, what's the sacredness of Super Bowl Sunday? Let's make it a Saturday. That way everybody could enjoy, stay up late, and then, you know, use Sunday as a day off and then, you know, get into the work week. This thing where everybody's, you know, that either that or start the game at a decent hour, you know, a little earlier.
My brother, good Lord.
You know, I mean, they got these things. I feel sorry for East Coast people, man. I mean, yeah, that thing rolls into, you know, 11, 12 o'clock or so. And if you're out somewhere watching it, golly, you have to get home and then get up and, you know, go to work today, this morning. No wonder there's a whole lot of people calling in today.
Calling in, leaving the voicemail.
Practicing.
Wait, hold on.
Voice.
Let me try that again. So let's get right to it. So Super Bowl took place yesterday. It was a matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. The final score, 25-22 in overtime. Now, I'll save that final question for last. But what were your thoughts on the game? Because at the half, it was 10-3 San Francisco 49ers, and then ultimately, again, it ends up in overtime. But so what are your thoughts on this game overall? Because it seems like, and I'll say this, I'm relying on you more because, you know, I had folks up at the house, man, and I was on the grill until at least the second quarter. Unfortunately, I tried to, you know, the food just kept coming and I said, good Lord. But anyway, trying to be a host and all that stuff. But so I was in and out of the game in terms of trying to watch it. But that first what I do know is like that first drive for the San Francisco 49ers was going pretty well until we had a little bit of a fumble situation. But what were your thoughts on the game overall, or at least if you want to take it by quarter, however you want to go about it?
Well, I think San Fran, don't get me wrong, KC won the game, but I think San Fran lost the game early. They had too many opportunities. They were playing much better than KC early, and as you saw, it was 10-3 at the half. They should have been up anywhere at 17 or 20-3 at the half, and then, you know, could have pretty much put a chokehold on the game with a good second, you know, portion of the game. But they let too many opportunities go. You mentioned the field goal, I mean the fumble. And then, you know, just too many times early when they just, it seemed like they had the momentum, didn't take advantage of it, and then you just kind of felt it, man. When it was 10-3, and it just, you know, when KC was only a score away from tying it or going ahead and different things, it just never felt like San Fran regained that footing. And then in the second portion of the game, second half, they got away from what, you know, got them there in the first place. Also, now they wanted to throw the ball a little too much, if you ask me, not relying on McCaffrey in the running game. And you just saw that champion just get more and more comfortable. And, you know, then, you know, you had the missed blocked, I should say, extra point.
Yeah.
Too many factors that led up to keeping Kansas City in this game, them not taking control of it, putting it away, or at least making it more difficult for KC. And then once you got to overtime, and I will say this too, the overtime rules for the playoffs, where both teams are going to get the ball regardless of touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, bro.
You good?
And then the fact that Shanahan didn't defer and let KC take the ball, so you would know what you had to do. If they scored a touchdown, you'd have to score a touchdown. Or if they scored a field goal, you had an opportunity to either tie or win it, just like KC did. I don't know why he took the ball in that situation. That's like the
I heard a lot. There were a few players. Well, there was at least one player that I heard on Kansas City that did point that out because he was the player was asked about that, and he said, "Yeah, that was. I don't understand why he did that. That's just ridiculous. We know maybe with the rules in the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe that was one of those things where you know he in the heat of the moment." You know, Shanahan just didn't, you know, it was too much or too fast. And because, like I said, it was even pointed out by, you know, the commentators. It was like, that was not the smartest move in the world. And, you know, it came back to bite them because they did not score the touchdown. And then KC knew what they needed. And the closer they got, and over time, you just felt it. It was like, okay. And so, you know, every time they picked up a field goal and got closer and closer, it's like at some point they're going to pull one of those. And I think I mentioned it the other day on our radio show, how Reed is going to keep something in the bag.
Yeah.
For late in the game. And that touchdown play, something they didn't run all game, might not have run.
You talking about the overtime touchdown?
Overtime touchdown play. Yeah. It was like, I mean, as you talking about having that one play that, you know, or two or three in the bag that they're not prepared for or haven't seen since week one or even in during the regular season. And boom, it was almost like we got them. And that was pretty much it. And and you was a rooting for KC. And for me, it felt like anticlimactic. It was like they scored a touchdown. I was like, oh, that's it. It was like, wow. I literally was sitting there. I was like, oh, that's it. They scored a touchdown and game's over. They're champions again. It was, I don't know. It felt weird. But to beat the champ, you got to beat the champ. And it's KC. They showed a little more poise down the end. Not just on the field, but coaching wise as well. I guess in the end, it does pay to be there and be that team that's been there and done it.
When you talk about what they've showed, what did Brock Purdy show to you? Because that's one of the things that not going in the game manager, game changer, and all that stuff. But did he impress you? What did he do? What you thought that he would do in terms of not being nervous and not letting the moment be too big for him?
Well, he showed me that Kansas or the San Francisco can win a Super Bowl with him because they were that close and probably should have won the game. And he did not do anything he was calm. You know, and I will say that when KC went after him, they went after him, and sometimes it showed his. Whether it's lack of strength or maybe because he hasn't been there before, he wasn't able to escape like a Lamar Jackson or extend the play like a Josh Allen. There were a few times when they pressured him and he had to get rid of the ball. He had no other choice. Whereas there are some of the elite quarterbacks would have either tried to escape and been successful or you shrug off some of those, blitzers and stuff like that. He did what he had to do. He got rid of the ball, but Kansas City forced him a few times to get rid of the ball early because that was his only option. So that showed a little bit of his, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. He did what he was supposed to do instead of taking a sack or throwing the ball late or anything like that. But it did show his limitations. But I still say, even with that being said, he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. And, you know, he didn't do himself any injustice with his performance yesterday.
One of the things I wanted to ask, because I heard this being bandied about, and from, again, jumping in and out of it seems to be the case. Not a great game. Not a great game.
Not aesthetically, no. It was, and I think part of that was because KC was so, I mean, you think about it, Jake. We got toward the end of the first quarter, and I think KC might have run 9-10 plays, something like that. They were three and out. Or whatever they were. And then, you know, it was 10-3 at the half, and then they both came back. And then the start of the second half, it was even sloppy to start then. It was a lot of, you know, no first downs, three and outs. And then it got juicy toward the end, but it was not what you would call one of those, you know, pleasing to the eye games where both teams were, you know, hitting on all cylinders and the defense was getting after it and, you know, making stops. It was like sloppiness from the offensive sides of the ball that made the defenses look like they were playing much better. But in the end, I just think it was, it was a choppy game all the way through.
Now, this is the thing in this legacy defining games, right? So it could go, it's as you talked about, we talk about with that movie that you mentioned, with what was it called again? Glass Mirrors or something like that? What was it called?
Sliding Doors.
Sliding Doors. I got it now. It's in the mind now. Sliding Doors, where if you go one way, then all these different things or possibilities open up. But and so for San Francisco, that's not the case in terms of winning that championship. But for Kansas City, they are a dynasty, right? This is a dynasty, right? Because I even heard something this morning before that in the possible dynasty for the Kansas City Chiefs. No, they're a dynasty. Now, what they do moving forward, that's something else. But this is a dynasty. You win three in, 5 years? You're a dynasty.
And back-to-back for the first time in 20 years. I mean, they've proven it. I mean, there's nothing you can say. I mean, 6 straight AFC championship games. So that means they've been to the championship game 6 times. They have 3 Super Bowls, 4 appearances. I mean, what more can you do or what would you want them to do?
Well, if you get one more, then you'd be a dynasty or something. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It is a dynasty. And, I'll be there to say it looks like they'll be right back in the mix next year. So, It is what it is. It walks like a duck and quacks like a duck. It's a duck, baby.
and if nothing else, well, so let's talk about the guy and all the greatest of all time stuff. There's time for that. There's time for him to that narrative to really be fleshed out. But how did Mahomes perform for you in your eyes in this game?
He showed why he is going to one day be considered the greatest to play the game. It's too early to call him that because he's got a long way to go. You know, I don't care what you say. He's got 3. Yeah. Brady has 7. So, let's stop that train.
But it extrapolates out that if
Brady went 10 years without winning one. So it could very easily happen to Mahomes and them with, the way this, free agency and thing happens. And that AFC is not going to be a cakewalk either. So we'll see how all that goes. But he stamped his. I mean, if he wasn't to play anymore moving forward, he's already a Hall of Famer, bro. He's got 3 rings. Whatever he does moving forward is just gravy on top of the mashed potatoes. So, I mean, he's done with, and then he sealed it with the way they were able to come back. And in overtime, he takes the team down when Purdy and them couldn't get the touchdown. He goes, marches them down, and it was like just clockwork, tick, tick, tick. Just one play after the other, use his legs. He did everything he's supposed to do. He's at that stage now, too, where there's nothing you can throw at him. You remember, like, Brady, Manning, certain quarterbacks, they've seen so much and done so much, it's almost impossible to fool them.
Yeah.
He's at that stage now where he's dictating what you're doing instead of you trying to fool him. Mm-hmm. Your best bet is to get in something and just stay in it, because if you're trying to fool him or get in his head, you just, at this point, he's past that stage. You're not going to do that. And that's when you start getting into that, legendary status of your Montanas and Brady's. And, that's when you're not no longer playing quarterback. You're like a savant at quarterback. And that's when he's kind of getting toward, he's in that realm now. And it's crazy part, he's only 28 years old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He figured it out early, and it's going to be a long time with him. I mean, what can you do now to try to, fool him, or what hasn't he seen or dissected? It's like you blitz him, you're crazy for doing that, but now you're leaving whatever weapons he has out there. If you sit back, he's going to pick you apart. If you try to come up with something exotic, he's like, oh, yeah, I've seen that, done that. So I said he's at that point now where they always talk, Jay, the game slowed down.
Yeah.
It's actually in slow motion for him. The game is in slow motion for him.
So leave me with this. Can you isolate a play or two for San Francisco that they will look back upon this game and regret? Is it the blocked extra kick? Is it the not taking it in the taking the ball first in overtime? Is there something else, or is it just the culmination of certain events that happen over the course of the game? Are there one or two plays that you can isolate, or is it just or no?
I would say culmination, because everything was just one thing after the other. I will say we'll never know what might have happened if San Fran would have deferred and let KC take the ball. Right. That's the part we'll always wonder about, because, as I mentioned, they would have had a chance to see what they had to do, just as KC did. And that changes the whole thing. You know, well, what if KC goes down and they don't get the touchdown, they get the field goal? Now you're in the other boat, and now – you know what you have to do, or, you know, say they got an interception or stopped them on four, you know, on three downs, and they had to punt or something like that. We'll never know. And I just think that's a decision that Shanahan wishes he had back. And I would have loved to see that as well, you know, a reverse role, you know. So, but all in all, you know, it, as far as a grade for the game and the atmosphere and everything, I'd give it a C plus, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So final, leave me with this. So you said overall the grade for the game. So what would you give the grade for your food at the house?
Oh, I got down with the wings, man. I did them wings, and I did some kibasi on the grill. And, yeah, I got down. So I'd give it an A minus, because I never like to think I'm perfect, but A minus.
Okay. I did well on the grill myself. I went on the grill, and I put the Nika seasoned up the food, and I put it all on the grill, and I cooked it up. So, and so what I heard, because we're in this crazy little 21-day diet, I actually might eat some of that meat today, that I didn't even eat yesterday at all. But, yeah, so. You know.
Yeah, I did it where I was prepping and cooking, and by the time it was done, I didn't eat nearly as much as I thought I would, because you're just around the food as the cook. Yeah. So day two is when we usually get it. That when you're cooking that much, day two is when you finally get a chance to enjoy it as much as you thought you would.
That is Ed Smith. I am Javon Adams. We do this thing three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, here for Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Also go to EasySportsTalk.com, EasySportsTalk.com, to find out the other things that we do. One of those is that we do have the Believe in the Arizona Cardinals podcast. You can go to Believe.com or go to EasySportsTalk.com to listen to it as well, or search Believe in Cardinals. That's BLEAV in wherever you find your podcast. And then we also have our terrestrial radio show every Saturday from 1 to 3 Eastern on Sports Map Radio. And so you can go to sportsmapradio.com if you're not in one of the 98 markets that we're in. Again, that's sportsmapradio.com in the upper right corner. Click on the little play icon, or you can download the app for your Android or mobile device. And so we'll see you all on Wednesday. And so, as we always like to say around this time, you can